From the beginning of time, we are told, the laurel wreath has been placed on the brow of our heroes. From Caesar to Churchill, from Robin Hood to Davy Crockett. Not long ago, Jerry fancied himself a member of that distinguished group. The only trouble was, his wreath was on crooked. He came bouncing, breathless, into the house one afternoon and said,
"Hey, Winch, did you see the newspaper?"
"Well, no, Jerry. Why?"
"Why? You mean you didn't hear what I did? Well, gee whiz, everybody's talking about it. You see, there was a little kid down the street about 3 years old, and a big dog jumped up and knocked him down and scratched him something awful, and I pulled off the dog, and then I took the kid down to the doctor's. Everybody gathered around, and they was patting me on the back, and they're going to put my picture in the paper. I'm a big hero, Winch. Everybody says how brave I was, and I might even get a reward from the kid's mother and father." "Well, you don't seem very excited about it."
"Oh, I'm very proud of you for what you did, Jerry. But as you were talking, I kept thinking about another hero. He rescued a little girl from drowning. He was going by in his car, and he stopped and swam out to save her. Everybody gathered around. They wrapped her in blankets and gave her hot tea. And then the girl's father said he wanted to thank the man who had saved his little girl. But the man was gone. No one knew who he was or where he lived. No one ever patted him on the back."
"Yeah, I think I know what you're driving at. Maybe I'm getting a swell head on account of everything, huh?"
"Well, in a way, Jerry, but I guess most people would be inclined to. So I think that we should all remember this. When you do a good deed, do it because it's good, not because people will praise you."